Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, just a couple of days until Super Bowl 51. Yes, Super Bowl LI, as I'm having a lot of fun calling it. This is the Pats' seventh Super Bowl appearance under coach Bill Belichick, and even if Pats fans are feeling very confident about Sunday, Belichick isn't underestimating the Atlanta Falcons.
They're averaging 40 points in the playoffs, the highest scoring team in the league through a 16-game regular season schedule, which is, that says a lot right there. So they're consistent. They're really good, and they're consistent. I mean, they move the ball and hang up a lot of points every week. So it's obviously the biggest challenge of the year, the best offensive team that we faced. You know, well, we'll have our hands full. We know that.
Well, let's take a look at the spectacularly successful career of Bill Belichick. Joining us now to do so is Alex Speer. He's sports writer for the Boston Globe. Alex is in Houston, and welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much, Willie. Appreciate you having me on.
It's great to have you, Alex. So let's talk about the beginning of Bill Belichick's career. When exactly would you say it began?
When he was probably about 5 years old, I would say, if not before. He comes from a remarkable background. His father was considered one of the greatest football scouts in the country. And so Bill Belichick was born in 1952. He started hanging around the practices of at the Naval Academy, where his father was a coach and a scout, in about when he was 5 years old, so the late 50s. And his father was not only a great scout who was able to identify what was taking place on the field, formations and tips about what kinds of plays were being run, but he was also an enthusiastic football historian who cultivated this remarkable kind of library of football books dating to the game's origins in the 19th century. And so he acted as this remarkable funnel of information and football knowledge to Bill Belichick, who he kept around him at the Naval Academy at football practices, in film study sessions before Bill Belichick had turned 10 years old, when he was going on scouting trips. Bill Belichick had exposure to all of that at a very early age in a way that just permitted him to see the game probably differently than 99% of other coaches, who in turn see the game differently than 99% of the rest of us.
Right. So that's really interesting, Alex. So tell me, that rich background, that sort of being steeped in football from the time he was just a tiny kid, how do we see that playing into, you know, what we would call Belichick's style? I mean, what is his style of coaching?
I think that there are some signature aspects of the game plan that he devises. One of them was actually written about in his father's book on professional scouting, which was published in 1962, and it related to taking away an opponent's strength. Instead of focusing your defensive efforts on ways of attacking a weakness, it was really a mentality of taking away an opponent's best attribute, which is something that Bill Belichick has integrated into his game plans. That's certainly a signature, but more generally, there's an intelligence behind and adaptability behind the way in which he approaches planning for games against opponents. So he typically he will vary up his game plan, sometimes dramatically on a week-to-week basis, which isn't necessarily the norm in football. Some coaches will say, okay, this is what our defense does well, and this is what we're going to do every week. And some teams are successful that way. Bill Belichick believes in having players who are adaptable to drastically different game plans that do permit them to take it to kind of wipe out an opponent's strength and kind of neutralize what they do best. And so it's a fascinating cat and mouse game. He's a remarkable strategist, and I do think that it comes from that kind of rich background.
You're almost making him sound like the ninja of the NFL, the ninja coach of the NFL. You know, we have a lot of fun here on our show week in and week out playing little bits of tape of Belichick because he is notoriously terse with the press. What's his relationship like with the actual players, with the members of the Patriots team?
I think that he has a very hard, sharp divide between his public and private personas. I think that he remains understated. You know, he's not all of a sudden kind of effervescent or ebullient or in private settings, but He's very genuine and far more expansive in his thoughts behind closed doors than he is in those sessions with the media, which, you know, frankly, a lot of what he does is focused on gaining a competitive advantage. And so being expansive and supportive of his players and giving them these great insights into the game, into what he sees, into what they should be looking for so that they can see the game differently, understanding some of the same history that he knows, serves his interests well. It allows him to celebrate his genuine passion and love for football, while also giving his team a chance to be better. Whereas being expansive with the media, he seemingly has kind of come to a point of realization that may not serve his kind of competitive goals in a productive fashion.
I mean, it only adds to his ninja mystique, if you ask me. But but Alex, you're there in Houston in the last couple seconds that we have. I mean, in your interactions with coaching staff or players, or as close as you've been able to get to the team, are the Pats feeling confident?
Yeah, I think that's certainly they are. They've had this long period of time with which to prepare, so they recognize the Falcons as being a very formidable opponent, the highest scoring team, as Belichick said in that clip, in the NFL this year. But I think that they've shown every sign of feeling good about their preparations for what could be a really interesting high scoring game.
Well, Alex Spears, a sports writer for the Boston Globe, speaking to us from Houston and walking us through the life and times of Pats head coach Bill Belichick. Alex, thanks so very much.
Thank you. Really appreciate you having me on.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.